Good mornings with Eric and Bridget. And today, Brody Howell's in the guest co-host seat. He's the director of Game Day, this ministry that is a part of First Priority. And of course, First Priority, 25-year celebration recently,
yes,
huh?
Yes, we just celebrated this past week. We had a wonderful celebration and lots of folks came out who have been a part of this from the very beginning. Some original board members and lots of folks. Great celebration, just giving God the glory for what he's been doing here for 25 years in South Florida in the school campuses. And that's, you know, that's 25 years in middle school and high schools. And here in just in the last couple of years, the new ministry Game Day getting into elementary schools.
Right. And that's the part where you get to direct and to minister. And so tell us about Game Day. I mean, God's been doing some amazing things through you and your team. And this past school year, you saw some just incredible numbers, right?
It has been incredible. And it's a part of that perspective is that when we first launched Game Day a few years ago, we were so ready to start five schools in Broward County. We had schools, we had churches lined up and ready to serve. And a week before we were ready to launch, COVID hit. So there was just this 18 months of waiting for whatever that looked like, you know. But God is good as things got back to normal again. Schools picked right back up. Some of the, like Silver Shores Elementary, I got to do a shout out. Silver Shores Elementary is one of those schools that was ready to start at the beginning. And then we had to wait. And they were the first school to get back started again.
Wow.
And we started at that school with 60 kids on the first day. So we knew God is up to something. You know, Jesus said, do not let anything hinder the little children from coming to me. And that was so true because nothing was going to hinder the gospel from getting to elementary schools. And so here we are a couple years later. We've got over 600 children in Game Day clubs. That's in three counties, Broward, Palm Beach, and St. Lucie County. We're seeing probably about 400 in Broward alone this past school year have come to Christ. So it's hard to fathom that God is this good and what we're seeing and the potential of what that looks like in the next couple of years to reach more and more schools, more and more kids, more and more churches partnering in and saying, hey, we want to reach kids for Christ. You know, this is the way to do it, is to get in the public schools and use the Game Day program. It's a one-hour club, one day a week, where kids play 20 minutes of games outside with the volunteers, and then they come in. We have a pre-written curriculum where they learn character values. You know, we give them Bible stories, and they learn integrity and hard work, compassion with these great Old Testament stories. And then we obviously bring the gospel every week and teach them about Christ and give them opportunity not only to come to know Christ, but also how to share their faith with their friends at that age, third, fourth, and fifth graders.
It's so exciting because it's a unique opportunity for us. We may think, oh, okay, well, they get that at church, right? Not all of the kids have families that take them to church. So this is an opportunity for them to meet Jesus where they are on their school campus.
In their world.
In their world.
Right.
We're going to talk more about how that plays out. And if that just lights your fire and you're saying, yeah, I want my church. I want my small group. I want to be involved in reaching that next generation. We've got a link to Game Day at our webpage right now, ericandbridget.org. Just head there. We'll link you to Brody and Game Day, so you can find out for next school year how and your church can be a part. And we'll hear more as we work through the morning. Brody, I know that you're pretty excited for the fact that it is summertime. It's a unique time, right,
it
for our parents, for families.
And it ain't time for the parents to check out.
That's right. That's right. But it's a totally different kind of schedule and mode. And sometimes we look forward to it, but then it's also like, what are we going to do with all this extra time?
Right. Get creative as parents. Time off from school, but it's not time out from parenting. I've always looked at the opportunity for summer with my kids to invest in them and take advantage of the time that we all have with them. You know, and that can come in so many different ways, but, you know, they're home. So let's, as parents, look at this as ways in which we can build memories for our family, for our kids. I love when my kids come over and they talk about the memories that they share about summertime and going on trips and vacations. And even if you've got budgetary restraints, there's so many ways in South Florida that you can invest in your kids and take advantage of the summer time that you have, whether that's going to the beach or going to a park or playing sports with your kids and movie nights. You know, a lot of times in the school year, our kids are so busy and they're so wrapped up in busyness. Well, now they've got all of this downtime. So as parents, you say, how can I invest in my kids? How can I pour into them and build these memories? But be strategic about it, too, because, you know, in Deuteronomy, it says that we should walk and talk with our kids with the word of God and share with them God's word wherever we go with them. And so be very intentional in the time that you have with them, but also build great, fun memories. And I know there's a lot of opportunities through churches. You've got VBS programs. You could look up some of your local churches, what are they offering for your kids. My kids were raised on VBS. I mean, they will tell stories that they went to VBS during the day. We'd pick them up, go have dinner, and take them to another one at night. because we just saw such an advantage in the summer hours and what churches offered. There might be summer camps. Mm-hmm. You can send them to retreats, whatever that looks like. Be intentional, but be creative as well, and let it be a time to build memories. You know, the Bible makes it clear that when we get to heaven, it's all about people and relationships. There's no stuff in heaven. You know, and sometimes we think as parents, well, if I just give my kids stuff, you know, stuff to do, stuff to give them, that suffices. But really, it's more about relationship building. Those are the things that last forever. Is the relationships that you build with your kids and the memories of that. So take advantage of the summer.
That is so key what you just said, because, yeah, we do get in that mindset. Well, I didn't have this as a kid, so I want to get that for my kids now. But what they really want is time.
They want you. And it doesn't matter what age, whether they're kids or teenagers, you look for those opportunities. And even now I'm watching my 11th grade daughters. Even now, as summer started, they're out of school now. They've been out for about a week. And they are actually coming to me and say, hey, Dad, can we go play pickleball tonight? Can we have a movie night tonight? And those conversations that don't happen during school year because they're caught up in their world, they're now saying they really do long for some time with their parents as it's summer.
Such great perspective, advice. And by the way, on our community calendar, we do have a list of some great VBS, Vacation Bible Schools, and camps that are happening throughout our community this summer. So if you want maybe some help jumpstarting, where can I go for these VBSs? And one during the day and one at night? Sign me up. All right. Well, you can check it out at moodyradio.org/South Florida. And Brody Howell's been my guest co-host for the morning, and you've provided so much great encouragement, Brody, now as we've been talking about summer and, you know, parents and families going into this new season, you know, end of the school year is here. I just thought maybe, you know, it'd be great to end our show with just maybe just a prayer to end the school year and headed into this new season.
Yeah, it is a new season. And people always ask me that don't live here, what's the seasons like in South Florida? You know, I just say it gets from hot to hotter.
Exactly.
That's our season. Mm-hmm. But, you know, seasons of life, and as a parent, knowing that we're going into summer, I want to encourage parents, maybe pray for you as a parent who are now looking at this next season where the kids are going to be home more, and how you can just take advantage of your parenting and your investment in your kids over the next month and a half. But also pray, I want to pray that your kids are safe and that they make good choices during a lot of this time that they have.
And grandparents and aunts and uncles.
Yes,
this is a unique opportunity of this season. So, yeah, please lead us in a word of prayer.
Sure. Let's pray. Father God, we so thank you for seasons, and that, Lord, we know that you are the God of every season. And, Lord, as parents, those who are listening today, I pray that you would bless our parents, our grandparents, uncles, and aunts who are overseeing kids and children and teens, and that, Lord, you would give all of us great wisdom and discernment with our kids and with our grandchildren. And I pray for those next generation kids and teenagers who are going to be off here for the next month, 2 months, 2.5 months during summer, Lord, that you would protect them, protect their time, protect their choices, so that, Lord, we can see a generation making good choices over the summer. Mm-hmm. And that, Lord, here in South Florida, God, you would give us parents the ability to bring Jesus into our homes and bring revival to our kids' lives, and that we would be creative and we would take advantage of these months ahead, so that, Lord, we would just be good stewards of what you've given us, which is our kids and our grandchildren. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Brody Howell of Game Day. Mm. You can find out more about their ministry to elementary age students right here in South Florida, and even his email, so you can contact him directly. Say, I want to be a part of that. I want our church to be a part of that. You can find all the information at ericandbridget.org. Brody, thank you so much for your time today.
It's always good to be here. God bless everyone.